President Biden says he is standing by his weekend statement that Russia's Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. Since Saturday, White House officials have been clarifying that the president was not talking about regime change in Moscow. He says he was expressing moral outrage over Putin's conduct in Ukraine, with millions fleeing the violence to neighboring Poland.
I just come from being with those families.
And his remarks were more an aspiration than a foreign policy goal.
People like this shouldn't be ruling countries, but they do. The fact they do, but doesn't mean I can't express my outrage about it.
And says he's neither walking back the comment nor apologizing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,